This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Crews have made significant progress on the Black Mountain Fire, burning 8 miles northeast of Kremlin. Field Operations Section Chief Jason Haug says the fire is nearly 50% contained.
With the weather coming up hot and dry, crews are engaged, everything's going well, and we'll keep you updated.
More than 100 people are working the fire now, which has burned more than 400 acres. It was started by lightning last week. Colorado is ramping up a program to transition homes to all-electric heating and cooking. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Doug Jones is with the Northwest Colorado Council of Governments. The organization has long upgraded low-income homes to be more energy efficient. Recently, it shifted gears to also remove gas and propane.
We're getting people off of combustion-based fuels and, you know, putting high-efficiency electric appliances.
The group recently switched 5 Eagle County mobile homes to all-electric heating and cooking. The Colorado Weatherization Assistance Program helped pay for the work, and that same program is set to get a funding boost next month. That's when a new 50-cent-per-month fee on most energy bills kicks in under a new state law. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Across much of Colorado, expect haze and smoke much of the week. In Metro Denver, highs in the mid-90s later this week. In Grand Junction, also the mid-90s. Right now in Golden, it's 89 degrees. In Delta, 88. In Fruta, it's 91. You're listening to CPR News at 6:06.